So let's start off with the wise maid. We'll keep it easy on me. Wise maid, coolies, and the maid behind the bar.
Thank you.
How was that, everybody? Was that okay, tempo and everything? All right. I got the thumbs up from Kay. I know I'm good. All right. So just to keep everybody apprised on what's going on, I did sign up another 5 weeks. So hopefully you guys are going to come. We're down a little bit today, but if we got 45 every week, I'd be happy with that for sure, or 30. So I hope that's okay. I hope you keep coming. And a lot of people ask me about how I'm doing. So I just told Marilyn I'm going to see the neurosurgeon tomorrow. And I had x-rays done last week, or the week before last week, I think. And so I have degenerative disc disease in the top of my spine, along with arthritis and arthritis in my left shoulder and frozen shoulder, it's called. And so I'm going to the neurosurgeon, and they may do some MRIs and stuff. I don't know yet, but that's the latest. And you know, I've been somewhat in a fog and in disarray a little bit. And apparently, from what I found out, is that the nurse practitioner on the island took me off my thyroid meds, and because I had most of my thyroid removed, and my new doctor said that that was a mistake. So if anybody's ever had any of those kind of issues, you know what it can be like. You kind of messes with your brain a lot. So anyway, just to keep you apprised and up to date. So I don't anticipate any breaks or any problems, but I'll certainly let you know if there will be. But I'm excited to keep this thing going as much as we can. So let me see what I got down here. That's interesting. Boy, I must be in bad shape. I lost my heading for where it says jigs. Oh, no, there it is. Okay. So, cherish the ladies. My printer, I think, screwed things up here on me. What did I, church, did I have anything with cherish the ladies?
No, you didn't.
Okay, so let's do that. It's a long tune anyway, so we'll play it. What's the start of that bloody tune? Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's do a couple of hornpipes, and we'll do the, I figured we could do Dumfries and Horse Keens. We haven't done that in a while. Let me just... Alright, I think I'll be good. So Dumfries is one of my favorite tunes. It's how was that jig tempo? Was that jig tempo okay? Okay. Sorry. Segue there, folks. But it's such a great tune, isn't it? Jimmy Keane is something else.
Good pair of tunes.
Good pair of tunes. Yes, thank you. Yeah, I do love Dumfries. I play it all the time. My whole life I've played that tune. I just love it. It never gets, for me personally, it never gets boring, you know? All right, so let me see what we're...
I think it comes from my neck of the woods, John, does it?
What's that?
I think it comes, is it a Waterford tune?
Dumfries, you know, yeah. I don't know, to be honest with Gerard.
I have a feeling it might be that it comes from this neck of the woods.
Yeah. Well, It's a good neck of the woods too, Jerry.
Yeah. Not too bad.
Okay. So let's do, Michael pointed out to me a while ago, earlier today, that I put the Fig for a Kiss in there twice. So, not sure how I managed to do that, but let's give it a shot. I just got to find it here in my music if I can. If you can bear with me for 1 second. I'm glad you guys have a lot of patience with me.
Thank you.
Such a great tune.
It is a great tune. I wonder why people call it the White Mountain, because Patty O'Brien definitely named it the Ara Mountains. I assume the Ara Mountains are in Ireland, probably in Tipperary, huh?
The Ara?
Ara. A-R-R-A. Anyway, that's what he named it. He named the tune the Ara Mountains, so I just wonder how it turned into White Mountain.
Okay, I'll have to check his book. Yeah, as you know, to be honest, quite honest with you, part of the confusion here is that these tunes, a bunch of these tunes on the session have two or three or four different bloody names. It just confuses the heck out of me. It's bad enough I can't remember the original name, that now I have to try and think about what the new name is.
Probably somebody from New Hampshire got their hands on it, name called it the White Mountains.
Yeah, really. I don't know. It seems respectful to call it the Ara Mountains, since that's what Patty called it.
Right. I agree with you 100%. So I will change that. I will take a look at the book and make sure that it's correct.
Or it could have been somebody from Alaska, out in the west of Alaska, there's a White Mountain as well.
Oh, yeah, there you go, the White
Mountains. There you go, the White Mountains.
let's do Lord Inchiquin. Give myself a little mental break here.
Thank you.
It's called Lord Inchiquin.
Oh yeah, okay, thank you.
So let's do the Ash Plant set. My Love Is in America and McFadden's Handsome Daughter. I hope that sounds good. And
thank you.
Recorded a different tune, the third tune, but I changed it because Jan really likes the last two McFadden's, but I did. So the change really messes with my already crazy mind. So let me see, how we doing? We didn't lose anybody, that's a good thing. I figured every mistake I make, I might lose somebody, so. Let's do.
I'm afraid I have to go shortly anyways, but it's not you, John. I've got my own appointment with the doctor, the surgeon, tomorrow morning.
Oh my God, well, good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
Well, we all need it at this point. Okay, so let's do the jigs. Just look the. The Cat's Meow into Old Man Dylan. I think that's a nice little set. Old Man Dylan was one of the first tunes I learned to play, and I haven't played it until we started the slow session. It's pretty amazing. And then okay.
Thank you.
Sorry. Another really nice tune. I think that's a good flute tune, isn't it, Bill? All right, let's do Kitty's Wedding and Cronin's, which is what we did for the tune learning. I thought would be kind of cool to do. Right? Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry, I couldn't play it exactly the way I taught it today, but my iPad went dark on me, so I just played it. And there's a couple of extra little variations I put in there. Again, I never really play anything the same twice over. So,
what was the last tune, please?
That was called Cronin's Rambles.
Oh, that was the one we did on the lesson. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's the one I did in the lesson.
Okay,
but I didn't play it exactly the same way, Greer, because my iPad went dark on me.
John, so. I loved what you did with the B part. The A part was the way you taught it.
Right.
B
right.
part, though.
I thought it sounded familiar.
It was definitely familiar today, that's for sure. All right. Let's go back to reels. How about the concert? The New Moon Meadow. And I do know it, but I just want to make sure I don't space out like I have been for the last hour. While I'm looking for this, I think I got this bloody thing. Maybe not. I don't know. Oh, it's over here, maybe. So you all know already, of course, we have Martin Hayes on Saturday for the Wheel and Master Sessions. So as usual, if you can't make it, I certainly appreciate it if you could share the information. If you're on Facebook, if you could share the link, that would be tremendous. We're actually doing pretty good, of course, which is what I expected from Martin. So we have a reasonable number. I don't know if he's going to break the record. I think Kochlin has the record. But he certainly could potentially break that record, which was 74 people. But I had a lovely chat with him this morning. I haven't talked to him in a while. He's having a great time in Madrid, of course.
Hey, John, what time does it start?
It starts at 2 p.m. Pacific Coast time, so 5 o'clock on the East Coast. I kind of screwed up on my email message. And it's actually 11 o'clock in Madrid for him, 10 o'clock in Ireland. I don't know what time it is in Australia, but it's it's a little later than this, right? So it's not quite so early in the morning in Australia, but... So there you have it. I didn't realize we have three pages of people this time around. So who didn't I say hello to yet? Dave Miller and Dave Brown. I don't know. Okay. Ah, Debbie. I was thinking about you, Debbie. At the beginning.
Hi, I just figured out the time that starts. It's 5 a.m.
5 a.m. for you, for Martin?
Yeah.
Because it's earlier in the day. I guess, maybe it would be then, wouldn't it? Yeah. Well, listen, yeah. You know, if they can get up in Japan and South Korea at 4 and 5 in the morning, you can get up in Australia. Come on. You go back to bed and take a nap. Amy O. How are you? Well, good to have you here. And who else am I? Michelle. All the people I didn't get to say hello to. Steve McKay, did I say hello to you yet? And David Brown, Josie Nagel. All right, let's get back to, you know, this is my way of taking a quick little break in between turns. So trying to salvage the old spinal cord here. All right, so we're going to do the concert. So, concert reel into. I just love that tune. And we're going to do Father Kelly's. I don't know if we've ever done this set. I might have, you know, some of the time I write down all these tunes on these sets and we never get through all of them. So I'm not sure what we played. I've got to go back and I always have to go back and see, well, what did we actually play that day? So here we go. I do love that tune too. Such a great tune.
I was thinking the same thing. One of my more favorites. Yeah.
All right. Let's do Pleasures of Hope. And I hope I have the friendly visit here so I can remember how the damn thing goes. Somebody can hum that friendly visit for me, that would be great.
Etc.
Okay, I'll remember that. I'm still going to write the first note down. All right, so okay, Pleasures of Hope. Lovely tune too, isn't it? All right. So, you want to do some polkas? Because these are the tunes I definitely forget all the time, but I do have music here. So whatever comes up first, all right? Because I got to find the ones that are actually on the list. I got all kinds of music here that I was looking for before. And I got last week's music as well. Well, maybe they're under my set list. Or maybe not. I'm just going to look here. What do we got here? I think I want to do the Battle of Vakram because it's really a kind of a funky rhythm. I don't know why I wrote it down there. I should get rid of it. There's Forge. And you have to bear with me, folks. I really am having a lot of problems. Even my hands are not working properly right now. All right, what did I get? Fords. I can't find the tunes that go that I had together, but I got the Murrow.
Torn Moor and Ballymote.
Yeah, but I can't find the bloody music to it. So yeah, you know, what I do have here, I have the music, but look, it's just buried. My whole clipboard, my binder thing came apart and all the bloody music came out of it. So that's my excuse today anyway. I'll probably have a different excuse next week. So, you know what they say, you got to take the good with the bad. And hopefully there's more good than bad. So so we'll do the Murrow. And the Maids of Ardar, they're on the list, but they're not in that order. And then, we'll finish with Fords. How's that? I like these three anyway. So, sorry for all you people that like the lists. The way they're compiled, but sometimes in a session things get changed around. So here we are, 3, 4. Thank you. Well, that wasn't bad. That kind of worked out all right, I think. Okay. Well, I lost a lot of people already. Maybe I do one more set of tunes, a set of reels. And well, that's not my list from this week. That is not my list. That's last week's list.
This is the best part of the week, John. You got to keep this going, man.
I'm going to keep me going, Gary. That's the problem.
Well, we're going to help you do that.
Maybe I'll get good news tomorrow, and we'll get things sorted out, and we'll be on a different path after tomorrow. So,
you might try acupuncture before you let them get the knives out.
Right. Oh yeah, this is my list. I mean, I got too many lists here. Do I have bet Jackie Coleman's on? No, that was from, wasn't that from last week? Yeah, I think I screwed up here. No, I can't find my bloody list. I think I might have found it. Let me see. I'd be a good candidate. I should, if they ever do a remake of The Yellow Brick Road, I'd be a good candidate for that. You know, who was it? Tiger Lost the Brain?
Something like that.
Well, at least I could laugh at myself. That's a good thing. All right, so, no, that's not the right bloody, oh, here it is. The Earl's Chair. And then, John Brennan's. Okay. Are they okay? Okay. All right, 3, 4, and. Thank you.
Thank you.
folks. I'm just about shot, I think, to be honest with you. But I was thinking, before you guys go, what you think, I was thinking about, this is a popular tune that I play. Some of you might even know it, I don't know. But I actually taught it to a few of my, Brian Conway got this from me, and Jerry O'Sullivan got it from me. It's I was thinking this for the tune learning next week. The B part. Abby Leash, it's called. I don't know if it's too difficult. I don't know, but it's a really lovely tune. a little difficult bowing, and maybe on the whistles or flutes you'd have to do jump the octaves. But it's a really cool tune. So let me know. Give me some feedback if you think that's going to be good. And